quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. Russell Jackman is off on assignment today. At each commercial break, we will ask a trivia question. And let's see, today's trivia questions hard? They're a little harder than last week. We asked some really easy ones. Russell was hassling me about asking the hard ones. And Mike always throws his hands up in the air when I ask the hard ones. So we'll make them a little easier this time. A lot to talk about. Mike, we're going to have a guest in the next segment in about 1.5 minutes. Tell us who our guest is going to be.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it. He's standing by. He's looking good in his blue and gold shirt. His name is Alan Verlander. You're asking, who is this guy? Well, he's kind of a big deal in the world of sports. Kind of a big deal. Isn't it nice to be called a big deal? It really is. It is. He is the chief executive officer for Airstream Ventures. That's located in Jacksonville, Florida. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. This guy has a background in sports second to none. We'll tell you all about it. He was the athletic director at Jacksonville University, had a great role at his alma mater, Samford. Terrific baseball player and basketball player in high school, played some college ball as well, but very versed in the world of business sports, business tourism, NIL, you name it, he can talk about it. But he's standing by, and he'll smile, and we'll make him laugh a little bit. But we're thrilled to have him. So Alan Verlander is our special guest here on the big show.
All right, and then we'll also talk a little baseball. Yeah, they got the baseball classic going on. Yeah, little NBA. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Alan knows a little bit about baseball. Pretty serious baseball player in college, and I think was even drafted. And I'll tell you who one of his most iconic teammates was.
Okay, and a friend. All right, audience, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowell. Mike, please reintroduce our guest. He hasn't spoken yet. We teased the audience with a little intro, but go ahead. Reintroduce.
The thing is, yeah, he's got a nice smile. He's got a great voice. I mean, you know, he knows how to talk. He's been in front of the microphone once or twice in his life for a variety of reasons, but his name is Alan Verlander. He's a good guy. I've known him for a few years. We had breakfast just a few years ago. Took me to a great breakfast joint in Jacksonville. And he's kind of a who's who's in the world of sports for a variety of reasons. He is the founder of a company right now called Airstream Ventures. Now, prior to that, to give you a little background, Alan grew up in the Jacksonville, Florida area, still lives here, and went to Bowles High School, very famous high school, played baseball there and basketball, top shelf player in both sports. Played college baseball for Samford. I know we're going to talk a little about that. And then got involved in the world of sports, particularly one of his biggest jobs, and he'll tell us a little about that, was he was the athletic director for Jacksonville University. He also had a stint at his alma mater, Samford, and really is currently involved just in so many projects in the world when it comes down to sports and business and tourism and sports. So we're going to cover a variety of subjects. And Alan, welcome to Sports Byline USA.
Sports Byline USA.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's great. Hey, it's great.
I'm getting all choked up now.
I appreciate you guys having me on. I think what you're doing is so important to, you know, everybody looks at the ticker and they look at the scores and they look at in the world that we're living in right now, free agency with the NFL and all that. But deep down, if you drill down in the world of sports, there's a fiscal responsibility, right? And so what y'all are doing with the world of sports, but economically and fiscally and all that is such an important thing, not only for people that work in the business, but the fans to understand the economics behind sports.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, before we talk about your current project right now, and so let's talk a little about your background. Like I said, you played great baseball player in high school and basketball. You went to Bowles High School. I mentioned that because you by yourself, again, terrific baseball player. You had a teammate by the name of Chipper Jones that you played with the Bulls. So, I mean, you come from a great baseball background. I know you love that sport. And so you thought you went to Samford University, which is in Birmingham, Alabama, everybody. And love Birmingham. And you thought you might play some pro ball, but tell us a little about your journey and where it all started.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you the quick synopsis is I was lucky to go to the Bulls school. I was a basketball player by trade, played T-ball and maybe, coach pitch, and then decided to, I was better at basketball. And then my junior year in high school, as you mentioned, Michael, a guy by the name of Chipper Jones that baseball fans and maybe sports fans in general. So it was like Verl, because everybody in high school called me Verl. Just try out for baseball. You know, you're good enough athlete. You'll make the team. So I did. Ended up tearing my knee my junior year in the second game out of baseball. And so a lot of people in basketball pulled off of me. Because back then, you know, you didn't operate immediately and, you know, you're back on the field in 2 weeks. We rested you, we iced you, we all those kinds of things. And so was lucky enough to my senior year, we had a really good basketball season. And then baseball, because Chipper was projected as the number one or number two draft pick, a lot of scouts and a lot of college coaches came out. And I was lucky enough to have a really good year my senior year and get a scholarship and go play at Samford. So, it was such a fun thing. And being able to see a guy like that, that everybody knew he was better than us, but he wasn't at the time that much better. I mean, our starting nine, to give you a perspective of that, our starting nine, our senior year, everybody signed a Division I scholarship or went straight to the pros like him. So we had a really good baseball team. We lost to A-Rod in the state championship 3-2. We had a really, really good team, right? But clearly I'm doing the interview with you, did not get drafted, and he's a Hall of Famer. So it kind of changed as we went to college and pros.
Go ahead, Edward.
I was just going to say, do you stay in contact with Chipper at all?
We do. We talk all the time. I was just with him a couple weeks ago. We're both big bow hunters and big hunters by trade. And he was the one that actually got me into bow hunting. And so we text all the time, about bow hunting. He's sponsored by Realtree Outdoors. So I'm sponsored by nobody except myself. So, he gives me a lot of tricks of the trade and those kinds of things. But yeah, we were texting yesterday. So we thankfully talk all the time.
Well, you know, what's funny is I feel really old because, you know, I mean, I grew up watching Willie Mays. And so, you know, I remember when Chipper, you know, was a rookie and thinking, yeah, this kid's really good. And now you look at him and he's like, he looks old, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm not that old.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we're at a restaurant. He came into town. Our high school named the stadium after him. So he came into town and a few of us that were really close friends got together and somebody recognized him as we were walking to the restaurant. And they were like, man, you don't look like when you played. And he was like, of course I don't. Who of us looked the same, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So.
I got to tell a funny story. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Cobb with Tommy Lee Jones playing.
I was in that movie, Edward.
Really?
I was an extra. If you go watch that movie again, I was actually in that movie. I've got a funny story about that movie. But Tommy Lee Jones and Arliss and Roger Clemens, yes, I was in that movie. It was filmed in Birmingham.
Oh wow! Yeah, but you'll tell me your funny story. But the funny story that I remember from the movie was, you know, he's in a nightclub, just being in the audience, and someone found out about him, right? And hey, we've got the great Ty Cobb here, and this is like 1961 or something, right? And so he's an old man, and he gets up there, and they said, what do you think about these players? And they're a bunch of pansies, you know. And he goes, well, wow. He goes, what do you think you could hit nowadays? He goes, maybe 300.
Yeah.
65 life hitter or something, right? 300. Well, that's not very good. He goes, I'm 72 years old. What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah, that was I remember every bit of that movie. I was playing college at Stanford, and the casting people came and said, "Hey, we're looking for college baseball players. If you're interested, come try out at UAB's stadium on one Saturday morning." So you go there and they take a picture of you and they send you to position, and they hit me one fungo I played center field, and I think they just wanted to see that you could actually throw it. So you take a fungo, throw it into home plate, and they said, "Okay, we're good. We'll call you if we need you." And I got a casting call about 2 weeks later. And we filmed for 3 days at Rickwood Field, where they played in a Major League Baseball game last year. We filmed 3 days, and it was unbelievable. But my funny story, not to take up a ton of time, but so the casting, or the director, Ron Durham, I think was the same guy, Bull Durham and all that, or Ron, I can't remember his name anyway, but did Bull Durham and all that. So they're all out there, and they were like, they come in the dugout and they're looking and they say, "You," and they pointed at me and they said, "Come out here." They said, "We're going to have you do this. All right. You're going to be up at plate. You're a rookie. You strike out, you come back. Cobb is going to look at you." And they never said Tommy Lee Jones. They said the character Cobb. They said, "Cobb is going to look at you and say, nice job, rookie, way to screw it up." And you're going to say, "F you, Cobb." And I said, I went to the director. I said, "You know, I am a man of deep faith. I'm not going to say that on camera. My mom would be, you know, so disappointed in me. You're going to have to find somebody else." And so I had a teammate at Stanford that had no problem saying that. And now he still gets it. He still gets a check from the Screen Actors Guild for about 14 cents a year.
yeah, there you go. Okay, hey guys, we're going to go to our first commercial break with a trivia question here. And Alan, if you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. Who is known as the father of the World Wide Web? And I didn't get this one, so it's a hard one. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, our special guest, Alan Verlander. Trivia question number one: who's known as the father of the World Wide Web? This is I never heard of this guy's name. So
really?
Good luck on this one.
Yeah, okay. Nothing.
Tim Berners-Lee?
Oh, yeah, Tim. Know him well.
Oh, yeah, sure, Tim.
Yeah, we all know him.
Had a beer with him last week, Mike.
No, don't have a clue.
That was a tough one for me. Anyway, let's continue on. I like those stories.
Our special guest is Alan Verlander, and he's the CEO of Airstream Ventures. And Alan, we're thrilled to have it. Welcome to Sports Econ 101, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world with our U.S. military overseas. Thank you, men and women who serve. And, you have this rich background as a player. Then you jump into collegiate athletics, and you take over. You're kind of a, I don't say you're a difficult guy to interview, but you have so many different levels to talk about. You were involved in college athletics. Let's hit that a little bit, because the world of college athletics, and you were an AD in Jacksonville, really interesting school, JU. One time went to the NCAA championship with your friend Artis Gilmore. And, we could talk about that alone. But the point is, the world of college athletics is upside down. I don't even know if we recognize it anymore. It's the wild, wild west. What's your thoughts about what's going on, in sports right now, in college sports?
Yeah, college sports. We all knew pro sports was about the money, right? I mean, we knew that. We've known that for a long time. Y'all have been in sports forever, talking about sports forever. But college was never that way. We knew there were underlyings going on in money, but never to the extent of where it is today. And it's just sad to me. You have a lot of the talking heads and a lot of the very high up people in sports that created this monster, but yet they still talked about how education was so important, because I think that was a talking line. But now it's like, oh gosh, we have got to fix this. And instead of the education and the college system fixing it, it doesn't matter where you stand politically. You have to go to the office of the president of the United States, whether Democrat, Republican, whatever, that office is the one that has to come in and begin to call everybody together to fix it. That's the world that we're living in. And so it's just a really sad state of affairs. I told some people the other day, I said, the unfortunate thing is we're not seeing the repercussions now. We're going to see the repercussions a decade from now, when all these college students that are coming in have made $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, maybe $1 million, and they're living on the streets because they have no education. They were given everything to them. They don't even know how to change the oil of a car or something like that, and they see that as being below them because they were playing in front of 100,000 people and were given $1 million, and now they have no money to their name, and they have no degree.
Nobody taught them how to budget.
And they don't know how to budget. They didn't get a financial advisor. And it's going to be a sad state of affairs. And what's happened is these powerful people in college athletics have created this monster, unfortunately. Yeah. And the real easy solution, so this is Alan Verlander's 101, is to man up, grow a pair, and say, you know what? The portal, you're allowed a one-time transfer rule. Everybody's going to adopt that. If the athletes don't like it, that's fine, but everybody's playing by those same rules. So sure. You're either going to like it or not. One-time transfer rule, which I'm all for because, you know, you can sign with the school and it's not a great fit or something like that. And you need to leave. We're all like that in work. You know, I mean, that you're given grace out of that, but not 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 times. Yeah. And then create a structure financially. But this whole thing of NIL was created initially because we would see the McDowell jersey or the Brown jersey, and the schools were making all this money, and the Brown or McDowell was saying, I need to get a piece of that. Now it's all about, hey, you just got to pay me up front. And yeah, well,
you
know, whether
your interesting idea about the one time, it kind of reminds me, if you go back to baseball in the 1800s, There were so many, you know, guy would just shift from one to another, to the Federal League, to the National League, to this team, that team every year. And but you couldn't keep a team together. And it ruined baseball. And so that's when they finally decided, no, you got to get a little bit more control. So I like your idea. Like, just you get to do it, but only once. So make your choice carefully.
Yeah, and it used to be like that. I mean, back when I was an athletic director, you did have the one-time transfer rule. When it was based upon if your coach left, you know, maybe I don't jive with the new coach, so I get the right to transfer. The problem is I have a lot of friends that are still athletic directors at the highest level, and then you have a lot of – I've got a lot of coaches that are still at the highest level. The first question out of the gate, bar none in recruiting, is how much, coach? How much? You know, and so it's not about an education. It's not about playing for the front of the jersey like it used to be. It's all about the back of the jersey. And that's such a cliche, but I think that best defines where we are with NIL right now. And you know, I've tweeted out, because I've lived this, I've walked the halls of the NCAA. I've been on cabinets of the NCAA. This is my soapbox. Everybody wants to blame the NCAA. Who is in the room? And this is what people forget about. Who's in the room in the NCAA that is making these decisions? It's not just the president of the NCAA. It's all the athletic directors and presidents and senior women's administrators that make up the NCAA. The schools are making the rules. Don't blame the NCAA. It's the members of the NCAA that are the ones that are helping make these decisions. And so they have a duty to get back and fix it.
In one respect, I can kind of understand the players from the standpoint of, hey, you know what? I could get hurt. That's why a lot of these players don't play in the bowl games. You know, they know they're going to be drafted high, right? And I don't want to risk my career, you know, on getting hurt. And because we've actually seen that, I think in the last couple of years, somebody did get hurt and it really ruined their chances, right? I don't remember who it was, but maybe it was a quarterback too. So I can kind of understand. It's like, you know, hey, listen, the odds of you making it in the pros are slim, even if you're at that level for how long. You got to get your money while you can. So I do understand that part of it.
Go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, Al.
No. Go ahead.
No. Furthermore, you brought up a really interesting point. And in fact, it's let's be cogent about it. The starting quarterback at Miami, University of Miami, who's in the national championship game. Well, this kid, what's his name again, Al? Do you know?
Carson Beck.
Thank you, Beck. Carson Beck. This kid barely even went to a class at Miami. He had already graduated from Georgia. And apparently, you said, who makes up the rules? The presidents and the ADs. Well, guess what? Miami had a totally different set of standards and rules than, say, their opponent. So when you said presidents and athletic directors, I mean, it's like, for lack of a better term, the Wild Wild West out there, isn't it?
You know, it really is. And so many people see it. you know, and it's unfortunate. Again, not being political, but the office of the president of the United States had to see how it has dismantled the world of college athletics to call a bunch of people in, Nick Saban in particular, but call a bunch of people in and say, guys, y'all have got to get this right. The fact that it had to go to that office is a shame. The fact that people that created this, and it was, let's face it, I mean, it was created by money. It was created by greed, not only at the athlete level, but at the conference level, at the school level. That's where it was created from. And so the fact that you can't say, listen, we created this because we have all the power. Well, if we have all the power, we can decreate it and recreate it in a different way. Come on. I mean, yeah, where are these?
Everybody's greedy, so they're going to do what's best for them and their school. You know, that's what it really comes
correct.
Down to.
And so I mean, Edward, it's a really easy thing to say. There's a one-time transfer rule. That's the portal. Yes. And then if you sign for our school with 1 year, you get X amount, 2 years, X amount, 3 years, X amount. But if you're willing to sign with us all the time, we'll give you the maximum amount and you're going to get an education.
Well, and now you can work sure that into it rather than the, you know, I want to renegotiate because I had a good year, because that stuff that drives me crazy. Let's go to our second break. Trivia question. By the way, Alan, I'm sure people ask you, any relation to Justin Verlander?
We're six cousins. I've never met him. Clearly, he had a better arm than I did. and so, you know, he's better looking. Anyway, no, we are related, but it's very distant.
Very distant. Okay. I mean, how many people named Verlander, right? Like Brown. that one's kind of hard to mess up.
Right.
Okay. Second trivia question. Which scientist proposed the three laws of motion? Now, this scientist you will have heard of, okay? That's our trivia question. And there's the phone that's ringing. Forget it. We're not home. Okay. Which scientist proposed the three? I don't have a phone, so stop calling me. Which scientist proposed the three laws of motion? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles. No long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com right now and get your offer today.
Sick of gray, gloomy winter hibernation? At Kohl's, you can make spring come early with colorful accents that brighten up your home, like vibrant cookware and decor, cozy bedding and towels. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save 15% on home purchases. So shop Kohl's Home Refresh and move on to spring. The weather will catch up eventually. Select styles. Offer ends March 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back to Sports Ecom 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Alan Verlander, sixth generation relation to Justin Verlander. And our second trivia question, we're going to see how scientifically inclined you guys are. Which scientist proposed the three laws of motion? And if you need... Go ahead, Mike.
I don't.
I'm going to say Albert Einstein.
No, before him. You have to go back to, I think it's the late 1600s, early 1700s, but you'll know this guy. In fact, he invented gravity. No, he discovered gravity, but Sir Isaac Newton.
Of course.
In fact, you want to hear a funny story about how fit this guy was? Is he was trying to explain, the story I heard, he was trying to explain planetary rotation to his friends, and they couldn't understand it. So he invented differential calculus.
Nice. Yeah, go figure, huh?
Well, then you figure Sir Isaac Newton could figure out NIL then.
Yes. Yeah. Where is he when we need him?
Exactly.
By the way, you know what? He was a strong Christian. Here's a guy who does brilliant science and realizes scientifically, yeah, God exists. You don't have to, I mean, it's kind of stupid to not believe that, but go ahead, Mike. Question.
No, listen, our special guest, Alan Verlander, and of course, he's the current chief executive officer for a company called Airstream Ventures. And you're saying, huh, that's interesting. Who are they? What do they do? Alan's going to explain this to us. One of the things that's really interesting in the world of sports, business sports, and we are a business sports show. But, you know, a lot of cities around the country want to increase their revenue, their budgets, their taxes. And I guess one of the words that I'm learning now is sports tourism is a big deal. And so, Alan, tell us a little about, you know, what your company does. You created this baby. It's from your own God-given talents. And through this Airstream Ventures, you've really taken on a unique perspective. And where do we begin with this? Because I know that sports tourism is a big deal, and so many cities are clamoring for events. Right now, here in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm in Ponte Vedra, just down the street, Edward, and of course, Alan knows this, we have the biggest golfing tournament in the world, the Players' Championship, TPC, and they just had Ludacris, by the way, perform as their musical act, but kind of ties everything in, Alan. Sports tourism, your company, tell us about, you know, that nugget, that world, because we don't know about it.
I went there for Ludacris. I had a lot of friends that went out today. I'm traveling for work, but we'll be back in Jacksonville tomorrow. You know, the world of sports, everybody looks at like the Super Bowl or the Players or something like that, and they see the economic impact of the hotels and all that kind of stuff. Fast forward 2 years to when the Jaguars are playing in Orlando or London, and all of those businesses for 7 to 9 weeks a year were expecting at the bars and at the restaurants and at the hotels, nobody's there because the Jaguars were redoing the stadium. And the Jaguars, in this particular case, I know you're a national show, but in this particular case, nobody's there. So at the hotels downtown, like the night before they play the Bills, it was slammed. The bars were slammed. The bartenders were making all kinds of money. The bellmen were making all kinds of money. It goes silent. So the value of sports tourism within a community is huge. One of the things that we found out about, and we realized early on, probably 4 or 5 years ago, is it's not the Jacksonville's of the world or the Chicago's of the world or New York's of the world. They have sports tourism all the time. It's the smaller communities around the country that are looking to better their presence in their community. They're looking to build things. They're looking to attract things. The way you do that is by building your tax base, right? And so instead of getting more and more people to move into that city, which gets harder and harder to do, by the way, you need to bring more people in to pay the sales tax on a beer or a hotel or whatever. And so the way that you do that is you manufacture, you bring in sports to your community. And so that's one of the things that we focus on around the country. Our small little company is in 14 different communities around the country. You go from South Florida to California and kind of everything in between. I would expect we'll be in 20 to 25 cities in the next year. Because of this very thing, is these communities are looking to increase their tax expenditure within the general fund of their budget. And the way you do that is through big events, right? And so a lot of these cities, they're not your typical tourism, like you and your wife or your girlfriend or your best friend or whatever. We're probably not going to one of those cities to go play golf, or that's not a destination trip per se. But if your daughter's softball team is having to play there for an entire weekend or an entire week, we have to go there. And so we have to spend money there. And so that's the value. You know, we heard the cliche as we were talking about college sports a little while ago. There was a big arms race. Y'all remember 15, 20 years ago, we had to get the best facilities and we had to get this and the best locker room and all that kind of stuff. Well, now you're seeing that within the cities. We need to build that 20-field baseball field complex. We need to build that indoor facility that has 20 basketball courts, because that's going to bring people in. We're going to pay for that off a bond, and we're going to put the sales tax from all the people that are coming in into the general ledger. And so a lot of stuff in a short amount of a breath there, but I think that's the world that we're living in, because you don't want to go to your general public and say, we're going to raise taxes. That's a no-no. So we do it through the outside people that are visiting into our cities.
Interesting.
Well, you know, furthermore, I'm wondering if, and let me know how your time is, Alan, but, you know, one of the cities that comes to mind, I don't know if you're, and I just thought about this because you said you're working with a few California cities, is one of those cities happen to be, and you can comment on this regardless, whether you're working with them or not. Let's take Oakland, California. This is a city that has gone through epic proportions of, let's just say, I'm trying to find
baseball,
the adjective.
Football, basketball.
Disappointment. Basketball, football, Warriors, A's, Raiders, all gone. My point is, a city like that loses this economic base, taxes, fans, restaurants. It would seem to me that a town like that would work with a company like you to create some sort of, you know, they're begging for events, you know. I think you nailed it right there. So it's so critical that a town like that somehow brings back life to that city, because without those teams, we're not talking about Oakland, California, are we?
No, and I mean, you bring up a great point, Michael, twofold. One, just the branding that comes along with those teams being in the national, whatever that national pro league is, right? That's the first thing. They lose that major TV network, all of that kind of stuff, branding. The second thing is, those hotels, those restaurants that were used to being filled on a Saturday night when the Raiders were going to play the next day, or the Oakland A's were going to play the next, you know, I mean, they play so many games in Major League Baseball. Go Dodgers, by the way. But anyway, they Sorry. I mean, I've been a Dodgers fan since 78. So I've seen the ups, downs, all arounds, and we're just enjoying a good time right now. But, you know, I mean, you look at those bars that people would go to before an A's game or go to after an A's game. Where are they going to find their customers like that? And so I think cities like that, you bring up a great point. In addition to Some of the smaller cities, like we work in Stockton, California, University of Pacific is there. They have some great facilities, but they need help with the weekends where they need a lacrosse event or they need a soccer event. Or we just booked a big American Cornhole League event there. You know, those are the types of events that people say, oh, cornhole. Well, there's 600 people that come into your city for three nights. They spend a lot of money. And it's a great event, right? And two or three hotels are going to feel the effects of that. And so you're right. I think sports tourism in general, more and more cities are getting into it, which is why our company is growing by leaps and bounds, because you see all these small cities, they don't have the ability to go hire somebody that has relationships all over. So they hire a company like us that says, all right, well, you're going to have four salespeople out there calling on different events to come to our city. I could maybe hire one, but they're going to be so green, they have no relationships, where your four already have established relationships for 30 years. So, you know, it's an easy way to grow your tax base. It's an easy way to grow your bed tax base. And it's an easy way to grow your profile of your city.
Well, and furthermore, you mentioned Stockton. I know they have the Stockton Ports baseball team. I think they're AA. They have a professional hockey team. And on top of that, they have the Sacramento Kings G League team as well. And they have Corgis in Stockton currently right now, barking. So, and my point is, you know, other than that, in a town like Stockton, there's not much going on. So these events are huge. And furthermore, you take a town like Petaluma, California, where they had the World Wrestling Championships, and that really puts a town on the map, doesn't it? I remember that. It was on ABC Wide World of Sports. So to your point, those events are huge.
You know, I participated
Well, think
in
about...
I participated in the wrist wrestling championships back in 19.
So Edward, think about where's the college or where's the college World Series?
Isn't it a few places? Don't they kind of have it in
Omaha?
Yeah,
Omaha,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We think of Omaha, the college World Series. Yeah. Where do we think of? Where is the Little League World Series played every year?
Williamsport. Yep.
Yeah.
Williamsport. So, I mean, you look at these different places that are known for different things. I mean, that's what cities, you know, I mean, are looking for. It's not about the Olympics. It's really about 52 weeks a year that you can have sustained tax growth. You can have sustained events and those kinds of things. So, yeah, I mean, I think y'all are onto something with the business of sports. I commend you, because a lot of people want to talk about the trades or the free agency or the sexy things, the sports, but really what drives the sports world is the finances.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't really talking about that. So I commend the two of you for really doing a show about that. And we could talk hours and hours upon how different things financially work, but you know, just in a short amount of time, I think
another time we'll have you on.
Right.
Sure.
A municipality, it's a great way to increase your tax growth, and your tax, which helps, you know, increase your community.
Before we go to Mike, want to say one last thing? Go ahead.
5 seconds. I hope we can get Alan on again, because he's like the busiest man in the history of sports, period. I mean, I tell you, this guy is moving and grooving. He's flying all over the country. So, Alan, I hope we can get you on again sometime soon.
And before you leave, we got really quickly, I have a silly joke of the week. If your house is cold, just stand in the corner. You know why? It's always 90 degrees there. There you go.
That's a great dad joke.
You like that? All right. Alan, again, thank you very much for joining us. I know you got to run to a meeting, and it's a pleasure having you. And definitely, Mike will be in touch with you to come on again anytime. All right.
Hey, guys, I sincerely say I commend you for looking at this kind of stuff, because the world needs to understand it. And y'all are doing a lot to unearth that. So congratulations to you in doing this, And really enjoyed the time and look forward to it again.
Very good. All right, audience, stay with us. We'll be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, our guest, had to leave. And by the way, Mike, remember, when I do this, we have to have silence. So audience, you heard that intro. That's okay. All right. You know what? We didn't catch our last trivia question. I didn't have time for the last trivia question, so I'm going to ask you. What's the process that plants use to convert sunlight into food? What do they call that?
Photosynthesis.
Well, yes. Very good. You remember your biology.
Yes, Excellent. And by the way, I want to make sure that we are a new official mascot of Sports Econ 101 is now the Barking Corgi, Marin. That's my Corgi, okay. Marin. Can we make that official?
Sure, yeah, whatever you say. Okay, are you ready for our thoughts of the day?
Nope.
Are you ready?
But yes.
Okay. Yes, okay. So I went to the bookstore and I saw a book that said, we'll solve 50% of your problems. So I bought two of them. I figured that was pretty good. But not bad, huh? And did you know that growing tomatoes is the best way to devote 3 months of your life to save $2.17?
That's pretty good too. I like it.
Tomatoes, yeah, it takes them, what, about 3 months. They grow pretty fast, and I saved $2.17. That's righteous bucks, which I need here in California because gas prices have gone up quite a bit.
But where's it going? What are they right now? What's the price?
Well, someone said that they were $8 in like LA. What? They're $6. I saw $6 here in Northern California. See, our governor with the infinite wisdom, rather than just lowering the taxes on the gas, you know, to save everybody, it's sort of like, yeah. It's about, but I think, isn't he happy about that? Because he wants everyone to go green. So right, which is it? Right.
I don't understand. Volume, all right, audience,
with that, tune in next week to Sports Ecom 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.